Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out to be on this program, Spiritual Emergency Training. Since most emergencies have a spiritual base that people are unaware of, and it's they aren't taking notice of their soul energies, and so they're sort of left in these ego mind crazy programs that have made these horrible systems on the planet with warring and drugging and jailing and fossil fuels that, you know, can finally, with the internet and cell phones being shifted. So this is Lynn Mystic Healer, and if you have some questions today or comments that you'd like to make, please call in 888-627-6008, where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Whoa, yeah. So I was just going to open up with a little song here. Okay. Activist song. No more lies and no more greed. We don't want your toxic seed. No more lies, no more greed. We don't want your depopulation plutocracy. No, 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 no more lies, no more hate. Oh, we don't want your Monsanto or your fracking or your chemtrails or toxic allopathic medicines that we don't need. No more lies, no more greed. No, no, no more wars profiting the elite. No more lies, no more greed. No, no, no more vaccination, mass insanity. No more lies, no more greed. No more rulers from Wall Street. No more lies, no more greed. No more racial animosities and mass incarcerations that we don't need. No more lies, no more greed, no more fights. They can be confined to new sports activities. Yeah, no more lies, no more greed and hate. Yeah. We don't want you abusing the children and splitting families up without family counseling that they really need. No more lies, no more greed, no more toxic mind control media that we don't want and we don't need. No more, no more lies, no more greed. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. It's time to replace the drug wars and killing wars with community services at a heart and soul level for all to succeed. No more lies. No more greed, no more humanity is now awakening for new reality. No more lies and no more greed. Time to unite, oh, unite for harmony, harmony, harmony. How do we unite for harmony? We create new legislation that we back, that we want, and we need. So, with that in mind, it's just time. It's really time to get it on. We have the internet, cell phones, and That's why we have them with language apps. Language apps, you learn communication skills and mindfulness training programs, and learn how to help and heal, love and love one another, and self-love. Didn't Jesus say self-love first? What does that really mean? Not sociopathic behaviors. It actually means that they know who they are and why they're here, their sole purpose, that their gifts they came to share. And you want to explore them and find out what their sole purpose is. I have a program. There's others online, too, for people that can. You can go to my website, angelencounters.net, and then go to the Soul Energies Research and Development page. I think I might have to change it again. It got changed without my knowing. But anyway, everyone has a soul purpose, okay, and they have soul energies. And the soul energies are where your inner light is, and it's attached. It's a chakra system, and it's attached to your breath. The Holy Spirit realm is attached to your breath. And when you pray, you ask. Pray means ask. And you let go and let God. You work with the source within you. You. So why it's so important to me to get out the information about the spiritual emergency training, too, is that every person, their answers for their problems are actually within their own soul. Because the soul energies, their energy, the spirit realm of each person, their soul, is actually, it's eternal, okay? It really is, and it's omniscient, all-knowing for that person. That's where all their psychic answers and information that they need are part of. And it's also omnipotent, so it's very powerful, this love and light energetic realm. The light of God within them is very, very powerful for, very powerful, omnipotent, omnipotent too, for healing and energy, in changing, helping change with the light. It's, you can use it hands-on healing or long distance, and it's really incredible what happens with it. And then they also have everyone's soul. Everyone's soul, this is biblical, it's in hymnals too, and actually have omnipresent spirit guides, okay? And that's a guardian angel or actual spirit guides, and then the deceased relatives too that are still living, biding in the Holy Spirit realm of the omnipotent energy of these soul energies. I call them intergalactic, the mind, body, soul, soul, soul. The soul has these spirit guides, and the monks call them soul guides, and the Native Americans call them spirit guides. And that really is where people are supposed to be taught how to let go, let God, really have Holy Communion. It's where you commune with the Holy Spirit realm yourself. And you it does really help to have two or more gathered. It's very hard at this point in time with all the other energy surrounding each person of negativity and input and downloads and whoa, to get straight soul source contact. And, you know, meditation is good, but you want to pray first. You want to ask. I have a CD on it, How to Pray, Breathe, and Hear God. It's on the website, and it's supposed to be all put up for free. That didn't happen. But anyway, we all have a soul, mind, body, soul. It really is eternal. That's where you can, with other people or helping people, jump into the past life. They can go themselves, you know, and other people can read your past life and the Akashic records that have access to that kind of gift. But, you know, the clairvoyance, clairaudience, and what have you, and claircognizance, and clairsentience. And most of clairsentience have been labeled and drugged a long time ago. It's really sad what's going on the planet, because we've been cut off from our soul, mind, body, soul, 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 or spirit. Spirit realm, Holy Spirit realm, we've been cut off, you know, and told God's in some book through an interpretation of somebody else, and oh my God, it just gets more and more estranged, and then the programs are just getting so convoluted and bizarre, you know, as far as negativity and all the mendacious sort of hyperbolic programming that keeps people on the edge of their seat with these people that, you know, are conning the public to keep them programmed, mind-controlled through the old 3D levels of development. Ego, or body, so that they can take out either your emotional realm and get you labeled and drugged or and locked up, whatever, and then, you know, divide the families, or you go straight into a physical ailment of some sort where you can tell that they do combine the two, and they've been keeping us at that level for enslavement and control. So anyway, it's just really time that people realize they have God within them. You know, they really do. They have this chakra system that's been blocked, and a lot of times it's past lives. So that's why the soul work is really important, because all the answers lie within each person. So when you do a session, you can find out, you know, if it's a past life. It may be a past life you're still working on and blocked from, and it's so far from the ego mind and mind control programs right now that, you know, you're not getting it. And so you keep in these ego mind thought forms that keep attracting more problems and more lessons and more, you know, angst or what have you. And then the controllers, so to speak, they overlay it with, hey, you want a job? Hey, sign up for military training. You know, sign up for more police training. And then the opposite side is, you know, everyone grab your gun to protect yourself from the police. So it's just this madhouse of insanity that's been for this planet is really in some quite the mess right now. And that's why I love the Veterans for Peace, veteransforpeace.org. Please go there, check them out. Some of the most progressive groups is one of the best is out of Portland. Shout out for V, Veterans for Peace. So it's VFP72.org. There's, you got to check them all out. They're in 140 countries. I think we're in 156 right now. But anyway, they're waking up, trying to wake up other people. And then kind of a offshoot of that, which is really interesting, is they've got new programs now, wellness jobs and not jails. So it goes into where did all this hate come from, and racism and xenophobia and, you know, on and on, separation, and boxing of different individuals and different nationalities and what have you and cultures. And some of that goes back to, of course, long-standing history of the planet, which it has not been talked about a lot by a lot of people. That's why it's real. Hopefully we can get the E-Tech guys out of, I think they're Utah, check them out, and out of India, and others out of MIT, and they set up in February 15th. They sent out a rocket out of India, but it had 104 satellites. So hopefully those satellites, let's pray about it, visualize it, taking over the old 3D mind control programs to perpetuate war. Drug sales, war equipment, war, and, you know, more policing and more guns, more use of guns. Children, 8 to 12-year-olds, even in our little town, they have a program for young Marines. I mean, why aren't they teaching them wellness programs, huh? Let's see. Yeah, and what for? So the old paradigm of the warring, drugging, coping with drugs, it's all got to be shifted. I mean, we have to really come together on this to create the new paradigm. And I wanted to share with you something I wrote, another editorial. Excuse me, it's called Plutocracy is Destroying Our Planet, and Follow the Money. I put it out to some indivisible groups, and local and some other ones, and Occupy. And you have to realize that how to do this. So what we're in. So Plutocracy is Destroying Our Planet. Follow the Money, okay? This is really important for our youth to be able to do this. We the people are being taxed without our representation. Our government subsidies that come from our paid taxes should not go to fossil fuel companies, big pharma, private insurance companies, vaccination farms, drug wars, which is tied to the massive penal industrial complex in guns and weapons sales, the nuclear proliferation and armaments, biomedical, robotic, and chemical military industrial complex, the cost of ICE programs that are going on right now. Look them up. Please, we need reports that people understand there's trillions of dollars that also is going to big agriculture, Monsanto, GMO farming. And on that, I wanted to get out a shout out to Global GMO Free Coalition. Check them out, get involved with them, and it's really an important group. And then, look up hemp farms. They're making hemp cards already, and hemp for replacement of some of the toxins in the soil, and they're also cars and houses even out of hemp. So, hemp farms is one of the replacements of these old paradigms that I'm reading to you that have all this government sub-trillions and trillions and trillions, I mean trillions upon trillions of dollars of our government money that's going to these projects that are hurting the 99% and the next seven generations. Okay, we have geoengineering projects. I want to shout out to Dane. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org, get the updates and the scientific evidence. There's over 500 patents right now with chemtrails information, and then you want to also check out that have private and, of course, government help and money. And then we've also got massive vaccination farms. You want to go, to the vaccination farm industries and realize that our health and human services are straight bought off, paid for by big pharma, private insurance companies, even Medicare. It's all sideswiped by high-end drug companies. So we're in a mess. And then you want to go to the private schools and the private water companies. All this money that's going to supposedly these private companies, these corporations, are not, they all have government subsidy ties to them. And it's really important that those government subsidy ties go to our people for the new infrastructure projects and programs that we need in every community. Every community, it's really critical that the U.S. unite on this and take the lead. And also, why isn't there taxation on Wall Street transactions? I mean, why not? That's just, it's a machine. Come on, what the heck? I mean, it's just bizarre what's going on. So anyway, where is our USA democracy, freedom, and justice? Our multicultural veterans fought for. How can you dare have racism in our country when people look at our veterans? Multicultural veterans fought for democracy and freedom and justice. Come on, wake up. We don't have automatic voting rights. We need. Why? And why can't we? Why don't we have automatic voting rights for all? you know, all U.S. citizens in a path to citizenship. It's much cheaper than more detention centers and another 40,000 deportation ICE traumatizers, I call them, to cause more family displacement, upset, revenge, pissed off, you know, gun sales really and drug use for coping. I mean, how stupid are we? I'm sorry, but this is insane. If you follow the drug money into Afghanistan, 95% of the world's heroin comes out of Afghanistan. How much is in your town? You know, wake up, America. How much, what happened in Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, and Guatemala? And come on, come on. You know, what happened? You know, massive use of drug control. So, and, you know, the penal-industrial complex is just out of line. And the juvie halls, you know, school-to-prison systems are all coordinating to, oh, and foster care. Check out the government spends on foster care programs. How, you know, most all the kids have to be drugged because it's just so dysfunctional, their lives before they get there, you know, to keep them in line and overlook them and keep a little pin on them, you know, and make them more stressful and more alienated, and stress causes disease. And disease, how do they have us cope with disease? War, drugs, more alcohol, more drugs, you know, some sort of addictive behavior to try to cope. Oh, yeah, and what else? Warring, of course, wars. So we have a lot of work to do. So we need, you know, like I said, why don't we have automatic voter rights for all to focus our intentions on our needed community infrastructure projects and services that affect all red, yellow, black, and whites in our USA. It's time to unite. Red, yellow, black, and white. Remember, Christians, they have to help. And there is an allied attorneys group with lots and lots. You go to alliedattorneys.org, and there's a huge group of supposedly Christians that need to wake up, that have legal expertise, that are supposedly helping freedom and justice, okay? So they need to be held to task to help with the mass arrests that really need to be made. And with the real culprits that have crimes against humanity and war crimes. So, and also, why don't we have a national popular vote with ranked choice voting? Why not? Why not? Huh? Why not? Oh, yeah, that's right. The corporatocracy, plutocracy, capitalistic plutocracy doesn't want that kind of sharing, caring, Christian advocacy core legislation that really helps unite people from inside out at a soul level, that can help bring in a new paradigm of cohesive communities. Oh, no, they can't profit from that. And, you know, it's really disgusting. I'll just take a little break here. I forgot to let you know that there's a new project out there, and I want to know how much money is in this. Instead of integrating, Oregon Hypnotherapy has an association, and there's medical hypnosis, and people are like, oh, no, don't do that. I don't want to be hypnotized. Medical hypnosis, wake up. You know, check it out. It has an insurance code. It's already healing most everything they give drugs for. And our veterans need it. Our people need it to reunite them individually and collectively from inside out. I mean, and they need help with these addictions. Check this out. How much money goes to addiction, supposedly recovery programs? No, they aren't. They're replacement programs. And they have all these biomedical, costly private companies with the latest one of my friends got put on was an Intox. It's from Intoxilac. It's Intoxalock. Check it out. Whoa! Oh my God, talk about paranoid. I mean, talk about upsetting. And it turns out millions, I mean, well, I don't know, I shouldn't say millions, thousands, I'm getting hyperbolic there, thousands anyway, are put on these machines. And they look at you in your car. Your car can't start. You have to have one if you get arrested the first time for drunken driving. This is how bad it's gotten, this police state, okay? So you get these, and how much money? I mean, come on. They can heal addictions with love and care, medical hypnosis, heals addictions, and moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. Moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. Do they want that information out? No. Why? Oh, Big Pharma. Oh, my God. How much they would suffer. But would it help people? Oh, of course. Of course it would. Just like healthcare for all. I'll give another plug for that. Make sure you go to healthoverprofit.org. Healthoverprofit.org. Get involved with them. And go online and check out HR 676. It's time for us to take our government back. For the people, by the people, for healthy, green infrastructure projects and jobs, okay? So anyway, it turns out that this Doxiloc is so absolute. I had no idea. I mean, stress causes disease. Those people need healing. They don't need more stress. So this thing you have to have in your car now, it's such a police state, it just freaks me out. I can't even believe it. You get in your car and it won't start until you breathe into it. Then they look in your car, they can see you. And then finally, my friend, I was checking out some information on it online. Thank God they still have the Consumer Protection Bureau. Thank you, Elizabeth Warren. Anyway, some complaints are already being made in class action lawsuits. Get this. They have traumatized and ripped people off by, I mean, so it's so insidious. It's insane. And the hurt and pain and suffering makes it way worse for the emotional and physical well-being. It's disgusting. And get this, the food, they can't differentiate a lot of times between food ingested or alcohol. I mean, what? What are they doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. They don't care. There's just like 49 vaccinations before kids can go to school. You know, before you're allowed to go to school. I mean, think about it. So you're shooting them up, okay? You know, you take them into the hospital to get drugs, really, and to shoot up. You know, learn to shoot up, really. I mean, face it, that's what you teach them. So you're taking them in to shoot them up with all these chemicals. And by the way, vaccinations, get this. Go online. There's natural herbal healing, okay? Natural herbal healing. Okay, for bacterial infections and viral. So what are vaccinations friggin' for? Huh? Come on, this is insane. So you have to realize vaccinations started out because no clean water, no clean food, no clean toilets, no toilets. How about that? Okay, and no washing hands, no clean toilets, no sanitation, hey, and no refrigeration, okay? So that got pumped up. Did you know that in 1939, you can look up light therapy? Light therapy. So many of the light workers already know all this, but they had books written, and they were right next to Big Pharma in the drugs. So you have, and they bought them out, right? Just like buying out the clean, green energy projects. Okay, we have to really get on these guys. This is really disgusting, you know, that they have trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to continue warring, drugging, jailing, fossil fuel programming. Okay, it's just disgusting. So, oh, anyway, okay. Isn't it time for all world leaders to prove, I want them to prove they care about their people by uniting all their militaries with ours to stand down with our veterans for peace? Okay, and go online, look at all the peace groups. World Without War, excellent.org group. And look at what's another really good one for war? Unify.org is really quite good. The Peace Alliance is still working, that Dennis Kucinich set up, and they were working on a Youth Promise Act that would correlate with, the new community services with a basic guaranteed income with single payer for all, instead of militarized training for single payer that have single payer and all these benefits tied to it to keep the old paradigm going of divide, conquer, separate, to war. So, okay, so isn't it time, really, for all the world leaders to prove they care about their people by uniting all the militaries to stand down and go green and co-create the infrastructure and jobs for our golden age of Gaia. You can have more sports for aggressive youth and community healing arts and transformation service center jobs, not guns, drugs, jails, and wars, okay, or fossil fuels. We have to let go of that paradigm. People are hurting, they're homeless, the rich are getting richer, and they're doing just horrendous things on people that are trying to help one another. They want to divide, conquer, separate, and push them into, working at one of their old paradigm, I call them, programs. We can create paid volunteer community services. We absolutely can, and the Quakers can help this happen through their Quakers legislative groups and the Unitarian Universalists. They have a United Nations group in Washington, D.C. They can help with the legislation on it, okay, to help bring in an advocacy core legislation for all paid New Earth community service legislation with a basic guaranteed income. It has to be, it has got to be a minimum of $2,600 a month. That's about $1,625 an hour to work. Just even, if it's at a heart and soul level and it's through the community, either businesses, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce gets involved, we get the Alliance of Mayors, the Alliance of Governors involved, we get all the 501c3s. In Oregon alone, we have over 22,000 501c3s that already work with community programs, schools, and what have you, but it's all free labor. No. Why are they paying people to go to war and kill one another, but they're paying people to be of community service? No more. No, and no, and no. It's over. So we have to come together, okay, and get single payer for all these new jobs, because they give, single payer for militarized training and police, militarized policing too. And we really don't need those. We need wellness centers. Wellness jobs, remember, go online and check all that out. Wellness jobs, not jails programs. And they are starting to happen. Go online to transformational service center jobs and community healing arts programs, okay? We can do this. I mean, it's just legislation and mass advertisement marketing and, satellite media control that we could do this so fast if we get the right help from all the minority groups, peace groups, MIT, Stanford, and get all the races, religions, spiritual groups, churches, minority groups, gender groups, gender equality groups, all the peace groups. There's so many. There's several in massive out of colleges in Oregon, and all the green groups, environmental groups, even the new indivisible groups. We're working together on all this. The teachers groups are really important. All the different Occupy groups. And what's really, really important is the alternative healing groups. The body, mind, spirit healers are here, okay? And light workers. And we need to get them into the new wellness job creation format. They're the ones. That's what they came to do, wellness, not jails and drugs and foster care and more drugs and more labeling and more problems, you know, warring in all the insanity. So we really need help with that. Okay, you can go to BMSE Expos. You can go to Ashland Body, Mind, Spirit office. Body, Mind, Spirit Expos. There was over 300 booths in New York last year, year before, not this summer, summer before. And just think about it. If all those people were paid to contend, you had a basic guaranteed income, they could start pairing up. That'd be 300 times $2,600 individually a month. And then everyone else, if everyone's got a basic guaranteed income, to cooperate and work in cooperation together, they can start to shift the old paradigm systems. And they can sign up as apprentice programs for business or start their own. Five youth came up and they say, hey, that'd be $13,000 a month. We could start tomorrow doing our own, you know, e-commerce and, you know, Etsy and eBay and blah, 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 you know, different types of Amazon programs where they can do their own sales to who resonates with them and their products themselves. They don't need to go through some expensive college anymore that, you know, leaves them in debt. So, and the other really important thing is we can also use our government subsidies that are all those programs up above. Oh, and check out, too, CIA/CSF. CIA, check out the funds. It's called Exchange Stabilization Funds. Yeah, those, I mean, we're talking, you know, billions upon billions that get thwarted into black ops operations and programs that aren't being recorded or monitored and just, you know, keeps the energy and programming of the dark that we came to dispel. So, enlighten. So we can use our government subsidies to develop the government policies that are in Michael Moore's movie. Go share Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. It's critical. I mean, it should be mandatory at every friggin' college, especially every political science program that's related to political science, okay? And then the government policies. You know, these are government policies that started in our USA, okay? Government policies that actually built healthy, cohesive communities and healthy, cap and trade on certain kinds of businesses. And they put all kinds of, new banking and systems like what happened in Iceland. They actually went, instead of bailing them out, they arrested them, okay? And then the women got together and reorganized their socio-political, economic, education, and different programs with the absconded money that had been, taken off in these dark programs. So... And, it's really time for asset forfeiture for the rich, don't you believe? I mean, look what they've done to the poor. I think it's time, you know, that they reap what they sowed for other people. I really think that is really important. So, like I said, there's the different groups out there that are trying to help with, well, Common Law. I know Kevin Annette's working on that, but out of Canada. But I'm hoping that these allied attorneys will actually be real Christians or go through the Unitarian Universalist legislation and Quakers and just build the legislation that works to build the cities of enlightenment, peace, green infrastructure, all the new jobs that we need and all the new projects that are really imperative at this time on the planet at a heart and soul level, too. So we have time for our government subsidies to be reallocated for green and renewable infrastructure projects, free education, housing, and jobs for the homeless. Jobs, not jails, okay? There you go again. Healing, not, you know, separation and more need for more drugs because it causes, you know, problems in body or mind, emotional programs. So we have to shift all that. And really, immigration reform is really important, obviously, because if you really look at the government subsidies in our multicultural programs, you must realize how many Indians, Hispanics, Blacks are already been part of our veterans, okay? And they've already been involved, and especially since 2002. I don't think people understand this, but to become a citizen, even in 2002, you had to sign an agreement that you would pick up, you know, and they were looking for youth, and they have these application forms, right, that you have to go through. And it turns out the immigration offices, you have to say that you will sign up to be part of the military-industrial complex at, you know, if the country calls on you, you're gone, you go. So it's almost like mandatory. I mean, it's subliminal, but it's real because it's in writing, and people don't know that, but it's true. So, I mean, now they've got you either jailing or being jailed or being deported or I mean, it's just like, look what they did with our water, you know. It's just so disgusting that, you know, Veterans for Peace don't have more of a voice because they, you know, to counter-recruit. I mean, how dare our destroy our water when all it is jobs and money. We the massive amount of jobs needed for green infrastructure and healing arts programs and self-help programs, we have it all. And what's happening? No, oh no. We're just going to, you know, and people are allowing, they're allowing the fossil fuel industry. I mean, and I mean, there was a reason that it needs to be left in the ground. There's a reason that Obama and Senator Merkley and some of the others said no, 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 and no more pipelines. You know, I mean, they said it for a reason. There's too many leaks. The metal's not even coming from here. I mean, look up the amount of leaks that are going on. What? And there's 590 chemicals that are coming out. I mean, that they use in our water system to frack? I mean, there's supposed to be a ban on fracking. I mean, come on, people, wake up. And, you know, as far as the coal industry, there, I mean, we could integrate the money and jobs for all the coal miners and all the people that are looking for these fossil fuel jobs, change them to green infrastructure projects, go online to renewable energy, okay? Renewable energy documentary. You know, see where you fit and get the businesses and people involved to get the government subsidies reallocated. I mean, it's really critical because the jobs, we have people that want to take care of the environment, okay? They know that. There's even people, I mean, I'm working, trying to help L&T, it's Leave No Trace fellow. He got arrested for over-littering because he's trying to clean up over 107 dump sites, and he couldn't get them all himself. He wasn't getting enough help, and it's a health and safety hazard, but he was hoping that the increased cost of local sanitation groups would help step in and volunteer as Christians anyway and help with the recycling programs and all these new. Look up Recycling Sweden. It's really critical because what they're doing is just, it's a huge, massive industry, and it's needed in every community. Okay, let's jump back to the vaccinations. We need edible landscaping crews in every single, and it goes along with Michael Moore's movie and the section of it in Portugal. They don't arrest for drugs anymore, and they have no problem with them anymore. You don't take them off one drug. Monitor the hell out of them. scare them way more, so they need more drugs to cope because they have no other coping skills and they have no self-esteem. They're already lost souls. And you take them off one drug and make it worse by trying to monitor them, pretty much shame them even worse to put them on these other drugs. You know, I mean, so edible landscaping crews, grow all medicinal herbs. There are, you know, I mean, you know, there's a plethora. I mean, there's so many beautiful. Where are they? Why don't we have vertical gardens, smart flow herbs, and community gardens and edible landscaping crews? Why aren't there jobs for that? Oh, no, we only have jobs for more military. Oh, we only have money and jobs for more police, more jails, more juvie halls. Oh, and more ICE, more detention centers. And more of what? Oh, let's see, chemicals to spray us and more vaccinations and more drug use. Come on. Wake it up, people. Come on. So we have time. We have the money. All the money's there. I mean, more than enough. I mean, there's just trillions and trillions and trillions being, you know, absconded and used to, you know, to hurt the 99%, kill us off, actually. Wake up, you know. Look up Agenda 21 and eugenics and depopulation agendas. So we've got to house our homeless. One-half to two-thirds are veterans. I mean, what country is going to destroy their water for money, okay, and hurt the Indians more? I mean, haven't they been hurt enough? I mean, haven't they been messed with enough? I mean, if you have any questions on, you know, the mind control and what's happened with their you know, background, go to Kevin Annette and go to ITCCS.org and get the real history of what's happened. And these are supposedly Christians that are running our government and our government policies that are, oh, yeah, signing more people up for war and destroying our water and having our own military police go and arrest people and shoot at and spray the activists and the Indians. What? What? Oh, but they allow, get there. Oh, they allow satanic ritual and satanic temple in New York. What the hell is wrong with that picture? That sucks. Okay, so time for our government subsidies to be reallocated for green and renewable infrastructure projects, free education, at a heart and soul level. I mean, everything's online. If you have wellness centers and you help people find their soul purpose, like the project I do, they can find out everything, who they are, why they're here, what their past lives were. They can jump in orbs, go to other planets. They can go forwards in time. They can use their empowerment. They can actually, and why aren't we paying people? Why don't we make that mandatory, not more mandatory militarized policing and militarized armed forces that just perpetuate more guns everywhere? I mean, how, it's insane. I mean, we've got to get over this and get with your love one another. Remember, Christians, red, yellow, black, and white unite. Remember, they're all precious. Can you remember? And can you remember that everyone has a God-given inalienable right? Human rights, human rights. Where are they? What happened? What happened? You know, oh, we don't have jobs for advocating in human rights. No. We just have more money for jails. More money for fossil fuels. Go to Koch Brothers Exposed. Find out about their money and their background. You know, isn't it time for asset forfeitures? Come on, come on. And massive arrest. Get on it. Let's go. So, immigration reform, like I said, this is bizarre. How many richies in America own properties in Mexico or South America even? I mean, come on, you know, this is just, you know, it's like, oh, you know, the rich get to have Trump Towers all over the world, but oh, you can't come and go and you cannot, you know, oh, we just got to get rid of, you know, we can't have immigration reform. Oh, no, we've got to have more cops, more police, more jails. We're supposed to have wellness jobs. Remember, not jails, wellness, not ICE, you know, deportation, isolation and incarceration programs. you know, go to Michael Moore's movie, okay? Where to Invade Next, and check out where they don't believe in torture in Norway, and you can see the results of that kind of cultural education, energy and job creation programs, okay, wellness programs instead of jail, restorative justice programs. I mean, look at the truth. I mean, of, you know, what happens with torture? What happens with war? Go to Veterans for Peace. Sign up. Get involved. I mean, come on. This is absurd. I mean, that we're allowing more. Norway, in Michael Moore's movie, you have to see it to even fathom the difference of how people are treating, you know, do unto others as you want done unto you. Isn't that sort of the other golden rule and the basis of Christians? You know, if we're going to bring in the real Christ consciousness, then you better get on it. It's love one another, help and heal one another, laying on of hands. How about all the HTP programs? How about programs? HTP happens to be healing touch practitioners. You know, are we going to pay them? Oh, God, no. We pay hands on guns and drugs programs. What? What, Christian, what have you done? What are you allowing? Okay. This rant. I'm just so livid about some of this, because you reap what you sow. We've been sowing, okay? And the Christians, the churches, all of the churches are responsible, okay? They're responsible for allowing these atrocities to continue worldwide, okay? And the United Nations are too. Okay, they're all responsible for allowing these bankers and these top 1% to decimate and hurt and kill and bomb. Okay, who would Jesus bomb? Yeah, right? Get it on. This is ridiculous. If you're Christian out there, wake it up and help out. And get with the program where you actually build loving, caring, sharing, healing arts and transformation service centers. Don't you want your kids to learn? Oh, like in Michael Moore's movie, was it Denmark or where? Anyway, where they actually taught people, they get a prescription to go to a spa when they're stressed out because they know stress causes disease. They don't want anger, family problems. They don't want all these other programs. So they know enough that people need help. They need healing help, loving, touching, caring. And the children learn how to massage one another. It sure beats the rape, pedophilia. You know, I mean, let's re-educate, retrain, you know, and re-legislate our whole, I mean, our USA, okay? Again, along with Michael Moore's government policies that he tried to bring in, let's do that. Let's bring them into fruition, okay? We can do it. With Stanford, MIT, and all the peace groups, green groups, minority groups, teachers groups, Alliance of Mayors, Alliance of Governors, come on, and all the different businesses, even the businesses would profit, you know, in the long run, in our food, water, you know, air, pollution cleanup crews we need. We don't need fossil fuel destroying water programs. We need shaman programs, all the different multicultural arts, music, singing, dance, all the powwow dances, all the different kinds. I mean, what are we teaching and training our kids to do? Go online, check out drama therapy, check out comedy therapy. I'm getting close to the end of my time. My rant. Okay, soul parenting. What about soul parenting? What does that mean? Check it out. You know, you go to soul parenting, and then you're getting even more evolved a civilization at a heart and soul purpose level. That's your human rights groups. Go to all the human rights groups. Go to all the 501c3 groups out there. Get them organized. Get them together to build the cities of enlightenment, peace, green, helping, healing, caring, sharing, you know, new job creation programs. And, you know, aggressive kids, they need, and even ADD kids, they really need at-risk youth type of sports and activities. You know, maybe they need those, jump out of those planes with those suits on, you know, fly in the air and whatever, You know, I mean, come on. You know, the war in drugging, jailing, it's costly, it's destructive, and the fossil fuel paradigm is destroying our planet, okay? We have to come together. Look at all the different government subsidies that I did mention earlier. Get a recording of, get, you know, people aware there's plenty of money and that we want to go back to redeveloping, you know, maglev trains, light rails, whatever. We need to reorganize and have, as a basis, wellness centers, not jails, not foster care, wellness centers where you have family counseling. They have, the family counseling is called there's all kinds of really interesting new individual. How about universal laws? Universal laws like quantum physics, universal laws, and law of attraction at a soul level. If you're going to be at a soul level, things shine bright. Things are great. I mean, you attract from higher evolutionary groups and people and activities and programs instead of, you know, leaving people in their old ego mind, dramas, traumas, and programs and stuck and keep attracting horrible things and coping with drugs and guns. So, I guess my time's up for today. All right. Anyway, check out all the different multicultural art programs. Just remember, it's all about movement therapies, massive amounts of beautiful movement, art, music, singing, dance. I mean, there's so many beautiful therapies. We don't need the drug therapies, long-term drug therapies. Come on, come on. It's time. It's time to shift out of the warring and drugging and jailing a fossil fuel paradigm, and we can do it. So I've got to go. I love you all so much. If you want some more information on your soul energy activation programs, you can go to my website, angelencounters.net, and go to the Soul Energies R&D page and check it out, because love is the answer and light. And so let's build these cities, the new legislation to co-create, you know, all these new jobs. Pay all people to volunteer in community, even volunteer church. Pay them, not to go to war. Pay people to volunteer for community services at heart and soul levels with you know, basic community support levels, with self-help programs, wellness centers, health, healing arts, transformation service centers, but also to all the different infrastructure projects that are needed in every community. Come on, everyone, let's do this. We can do it. And, get involved, and let's get the legislation on the move and get it, new thought forms. Thoughts, it's all thoughts. Get the new thought forms off of war and drug and jail and fossil fuels. Put them into the new job creation programs. Give everyone a basic guaranteed income to have the freedom, and give them a place to live so they can process, feel safe. You cannot heal without feeling safe, period. So we need to house the homeless. We need new jobs. We need single payer for everyone so they can know that they are safe, and redevelop all those other programs around healing centers and healing arts and these beautiful therapies, you can call them, instead of all the old drugging, warring, jailing, gun use programs. Okay, blessings, everyone. Gotta go. We'll sign out with Shine Your Light by Patti Becker. And lovely Patti Becker. Actually, I'm going to go to a concert with her. She's downtown at the Egyptian Theater with her group of at-risk youth kids. Patti Becker, Shine Your Light, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Loves me through and through, and if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine. If the whole world knew that same power that flows through you, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk. Right now, don't